halacha, which is brought down halacha, the concept of a person who's a shaker, al yispalo. So we have to find what that means. The halacha is, if ever a person ever would drink wine, or other types of alcoholic drinks, what are his limitations in halacha, etc. So the person who drank, if a person drinks less than a revius of wine, or even if he drinks more than a revius, but he drinks a teich asuda, number one, And he realizes that it has not affected him and to his clarity of mind, etc., to the point that he would have to go and speak to present something to an Adam Choshev, etc. He'd be very comfortable doing so. So Lachas, he's a lot of daven. He has no limitations in regards to davening, brachas, etc. That's the first madrega. The halachas only kick in if a person drank more than revius of wine, or possibly less than revius of other types of alcoholic drinks that are stronger. And so the Gemara says in that situation he's called what's called a person who's a shasui. So it's brought down in halacha. He's not a shikur, he's a shasui. He's still talking very coherently, sounds very intelligent. What he's saying, the thoughts are, but he's drank more than revius of wine. So the Gabi Hilchus avoiding him in the Beis Hamikdash, he's not allowed to be over in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. He drank a revius of wine. So that person should not daven. The chachila person should not daven shmonesrei. There's a limitation on shmonesrei. It doesn't affect all the brachas. There's a limitation on shmonesrei. Even if a person is accustomed to drinking wine, and or other alcoholic beverages, he drinks them on a regular basis. He does not feel that he's a shikur at all under these circumstances. So the din of the Shulchan Aruch, the din of the Shabura, we'll get to see maybe a heter but more in a second. He still should not daven l'chadchila. However, in this situation, where if by waiting till he feels that the effects of the wine, wherever it is, have went away, he will lose man tefila, he'll miss shakris or miss marav, whatever the situation might be. In that situation, a person should daven. That's the first madrega. For Tefillah B'Tzibur, also you can be that situation. One second, Tefillah B'Tzibur, that situation. That's a good question. Yeah. So also he can be Megal. If he didn't daven because of this halacha, whatever reason he did not daven, he decided to wait. He's not considered amazed, and he's allowed to daven in the next Zman HaTefillah. The exception to that is he hadn't daven yet. It's Mincha, let's say. It's Shkiyas. It's 7 o'clock, and he hasn't daven Mincha yet. And it's 6:35. He sits down and he pulls down a bottle of wine. So what's kind of done? You know, I'm not Manoidus. I have a Hetter Tashlumin the Zman HaBoa. Daven first before you drink the bottle of wine. Over there, he's putting himself in a situation which is untenable because he'll be able to, once he drinks, to have the effect of the wine go away before the end of this month feel it. So that situation, he's considered amazed and he would lose the opportunity to be mashed in the tefillah habo. But in general, that he doesn't have to be, he's considered a shogeg and he can be mashed in the tefillah habo. The halacha says, so you drink after Mincha, let's say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, again, but since the person's drinking amount, which, well, let's see. So the halacha says that for a person like this, if a person then takes a walk, a derech of a mil, and he sleeps a little bit, that removes the impact of the wine, and he's now out of daven. So that's talking about a person drinks revius. The Gemara says a person drinks more. Doesn't say what it is. What the Shulchan Aruch says, what it means is each person knows himself at what point in time he realizes that the wine is no longer affecting him. Okay. The No, the Mora says if you do that, that removes the effect of the wine. That's the Mora says. That removes the effect of the wine. So the person knows, however, that he could, that that by him a certain amount of time, whatever it is, the effect of the wine wears off. So that would be the equivalent of that. But the Mordor doesn't say that. That's the Chiddush of the Shulchan. That's the Shulchan Aruch Hosafa. The Mordor says the Derech Miel Veshina is Mafiga Nesayin. Now, there is a there's a Ramah which says that there are wines which are not strong. You don't have to machmer. Even the Jacob Revius, he's a lot of davin. So that applies. So this person is considered this person is called a shosui. He's basically still functioning. Everything is fine. He still feels comfortable talking and presenting himself. So even though less than Revius, he'd be mutter to daven l'chatchila. More than Revius, this person, he feels the effects of the wine, but it's not affecting his clarity. He's talking very coherently, he's thinking very coherently, etc. So for that, the Rebbe came along and said, for our wines, we can be mekel. So that is, and especially the tzarech mitzvah, etc. So you can be mekel. Any brachas, there's no shalit, a lot of bench l'chatchila, a lot of daven l'chatchila, davening is this question, and that's we have the Ramah to rely on, that nowadays our wines are weaker. Now, however, if a person has already reached a point what's called a shikur, which means that he can't speak with in front of an other nichbah, he would feel uncomfortable presenting himself, he doesn't speak, he's not really totally in control, he's afraid he's going to say something which will not come out intelligent, or something of that sort. So a person should not daven. It's also from the daven, even if he's lose man tefillah. Regards to be mitzarev him to the minyan, so the Mishnah Berurah holds that at that point in time he can't even serve the minyan either. Even though he's not davening, so we know that Allah, the person not davening, if he's still sitting in, he can count for the minyan. Mishnah Berurah holds that this fellow can't even count for the minyan. Many achronim look up. Passing not like that we could count them for the minyan. Mishnah Berurah says, "Lagabi zimun, you could count. He's possible. You could count him, but the Lagabi minyan, you should not count him." Ramos says he could say other brachas. Which would mean it's a gap for benching. So Mishnah Berurah says it's better, the person should be careful not to get that situation, that you have a problem with the suffix of regards to benching, because the Gros says you can't, not like the Ramah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests a person should not get into that situation because of the suffix. But if a person did, a person would bench. But the Mishnah Berurah is strong on that, that a person should not get involved, let himself get involved in that situation, the Chachilah. No, because they're not going to be able to focus. Now, if a person in this situation decides, you know what, I know, but the I want to daven. So the Mora has a wonderful thing to say about this person. His tefillah is called a toeva. He's like, he's over to Vedazora. And you know, wonderful things by doing such a thing. And Adarabba, if the person waits, here's one case of like, where's like, it's a mitzvah to wait. Person waits because he's makran on this. He's nitzel called tzora. Any tzora he ever has, he's nitzel from. So here's an eitzah. A person has a tzora. Here's an eitzah. Get drunk. And not daven. And mainly we can't. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. Yeah. Anyway. So that's the madrega of which is called of shikr. Now there's a madrega which is beyond that, was called shikrusha shaloit. Shikrusha shaloit means the guy is. He's not really in control of his faculties. He's really not. He doesn't know what's going on. So the lochi is doing like a shait at that point in time. So anything he does, there's no b'chal. No, that's no shalom. You can't be mitzarev him to the minyan. He can't make any brachas. He cannot daven. Obviously, if he did daven, he's not yotze. If he did say a bracha, he's not yotze, and they have to repeat it afterwards again anyway. So this person definitely should not let himself get involved in that type of madrega.
The
shikr is yotze. What for brachas? Yes, for brachas. Even though we come out, it's better not to say brachas, etc. Right? But with gabi tefillah specifically shmonesra, he would not be yotze. He'd have to daven again. But Shikrus Shaloit, he's totally out there. Now again, I just want to go back to this Mishabura in Tavresh Pehei, when he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, brings down the din of Chaimin of Subim Prayer and the Yoda, so he brings it from the Eli Rabbi. It's not a Kiev. It's a Haga. It's a Milo to do such a thing. It's not Ma'akev. You're not wearing your Tzipurim without that. You're definitely your Tzipurim without that. It's a Machlokes Mishnah whether we pass on like this Melamar and Gemara. A. B. The word Livsume is a very not clear word. What the word Livsume means is Mavusa means that a person feels inspired and uplifted. It doesn't mean that he's a shaker. And Mishabura says, and since it's not that's all we're talking about, that if any person feels that anyway, he'll be mezalz on any one of the mitzvahs. Whether he'll not do a mitzvah properly, he'll daven, benching, brachas improperly, or he'll be less careful with lashon hara, etc., those type of things. So about a person in that situation, the correct thing to do is, which is the sheet of one of the Mishnah, which suggests the Ben Ephraim, is what it means, is you drink more than the Mudai, you drink more than usual, and you go to sleep for a little bit. So during that time, you drank a little bit, you went slept a little bit, so sleep helps, the drinking helps you fall asleep. You've been mevusim to the point that you do not know there's the Or HaMan or Baruch Mordechai because you're sleeping. Don't say during the Suda. You could definitely do it during the Suda if you want. As long as the rest of the it'll be, I guess, the dinner, if a person falls asleep during the Suda, if there are other people who have not fallen asleep until the Suda is still kavua, he does not lose his kavias. Regarding Shemir Shadayim, he has to wash his hands. If he wants to eat bread again, he has to wash his hands. Make a bracha. Probably depends how long he sleeps. I'm not sure what the luck on that is. So, it's the Mishabura, it's this, the Mishabura is not a big advocate of this, the Hanhaga of getting very, very high. It's not a person drinks more than he's used to drinking. He enjoys his perm. He's able to, a person gets the drinks, he gets sick, and there's things like, well, what'd you accomplish? The goal of the person drinks a little bit, it allows him to be a little bit more intense, passionate, excited, and involved in his expressing himself, and that's the mila which Purim has b'chlal, that a person is able to feel that intensity and passion that he has for Torah mitzvahs and allow it to be expressed. That's a wonderful thing. But beyond that, there's no reason to get involved in that.